Blog Talk Radio. awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to the Gold Ring Healing Fountain. This is week 178, and we have the beautiful Lauren Robertson coming on the show today to tell us about the meaning of dreams and interpret your dreams if you'd like to call in. Right, well, this is Jan Christie, and in just a moment we're going to go over to America to connect with Gary. Lauren is from Scotland, which is not too far from me, couple of hundred miles up the M6 or the M1, whichever. But we are going to be crossing timelines, oceans, and meridians to connect with all the people who are tuning to the show. We'd just like to say that in January, we had nearly 7,000 listeners on the shows in January. So thank you for your support, and thank you for calling in if you'd like to call in when we have such a Lauren on giving you personal readings. But right now we're going to sanctify the space between us. We've got a beautiful full moon, so let that sanctify the space between us to connect us all. And we'll have a group hug before we start. Okay, so we'll go over to America. Are you there, Gary? Mr. Gary Moore.
I am here. Hello, Jen Christie. Hello, everyone. Hiya. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. Happy full moon, everyone. And I'm really looking forward to this show with Lauren Robertson. And she's been on with us before, and looking forward to doing another one with her. And I also want to encourage everyone who wishes to call in to get their dreams interpreted free. Please feel free to do so on this show. This is going to be fun.
I think so. I just love shows where we have callers calling in, because it's so interesting. You get people from all over the world. We get callers from Singapore and Brazil and Spain and everywhere. But anyway, before we actually bring Lauren on, we're going to do a song I thought was really suitable. And I'm going to play this one. And I haven't heard this lady's voice in quite a long while, but it's Doris Day. And it's Dream a Little Dream. And it's a beautiful song.
Yes.
Nice and relaxing too, isn't it?
It's before my time. I read about it.
Was before mine as well, but we can chill out to this one.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore trees. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be. Dream a little dream.
Doris Day, and a beautiful romantic song to go with the lovely full moon that we've got here. But anyway, Lauren's going to tell us about the lovely full moon she has up in Scotland. Are you there, Lauren?
Hi, John. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Lauren. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be back. How are you both?
Oh, great. Thanks. We're perfect.
I am perfect, and so are you.
I am so perfect right now. I could not be happier.
Yay!
So you were telling me a little bit earlier that you have a gorgeous moon that you saw rising today with your loved one, which was very romantic, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. This evening around 6 p.m, myself and my partner Gabriel were chatting and looking out the window, and as the sun was setting in this beautiful clear evening here in Scotland, very, very crisp, cold, clear evening, we saw the moon rise above the horizon of our city, and she was huge and she was bright orange.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was beautiful and very, very romantic. Yes, yeah, so I'm now cleansing my crystals under the full moon this evening.
Oh, because I normally do mine by daylight, you know, in the sunshine. And I didn't really think that to put them in a full moonlight.
Well, I think that you can do either or both. I usually leave my crystals for 24 hours, so they will catch a bit of sunlight as well, providing
yeah.
there is some sun in Scotland tomorrow.
Yeah. So is that your Gabriel that's in the chat room?
No, that's not my Gabriel that's in the chat room, but I noticed that's quite a coincidence. So,
yeah.
So hopefully Gabriel will call in so we can have a chat.
Hi, Gabriel. He comes to a few shows. Okay, and somebody was saying Doris was a dish. Or was it you, Gary, put that
yes,
in the chat
Gary.
Page?
That was me. Doris was a dish.
She was. Beautiful.
She certainly was.
Still is.
Well, we've got two other dishes on with us on this show. So.
This Gabriel is a she's put in the chat room.
Gabriel, the feminine.
Yeah. Right, and hi to everybody else in the chat room as well. And so you're going to talk to us about dreams before you actually do any interpreting, aren't you, Lauren?
Yes, Jan, absolutely. There's just a few points that I would like to make about dreams and dreaming and about why dreaming has been so important in my life. Now, really, dreaming is how my spiritual journey began. Ever since I was a little girl, I had many dreams that would come true, many dreams about strange and bizarre things that I would later see on the news, or I would dream about a place that I'd never been to, and then a couple of days later I would see that place or I'd find myself in that place. And really, dreaming is very significant and very important to our spiritual and our psychic development, because it's a way that each and every one of us can be connected to our higher wisdom, to our higher consciousness, and to also our subconscious, which can help us to resolve problems and where inspiration exists. And it doesn't matter what your spiritual or your psychic beliefs are, dreaming is a way that you can have access to a kind of spiritual or psychic wisdom. So it is very important in that sense.
Mm. Yeah, in fact, there's very few other ways to access that higher spiritual realm other than through one's dreams, right?
Sure. Well, through...
it's a direct access. I'm just reflecting back on my Native American teachings. The dream time is very important, and the messages that come from the dream time is always very important for the survival of the people. You know, they listened to those messages and they paid attention to them.
Absolutely, and you know, as well they should. It has been known for dreams to be able to not only predict the future, but to give us insight into your personality, into what's troubling you at the moment or what inspires you at the moment. We can also get insight into what your dreams literally and your ambitions are and what areas of your life perhaps need work. Now, even today, I've been doing dream analysis for many, many years, and even today my dreams are still keeping me on my toes. A few nights ago, I had the most vivid dream that I trained a baby, all right, a little baby that was about 1 year old. I trained a baby to come with me to the Arctic,
wow,
where we had found an underwater well that had this special magical type of water down this well that could refreeze the polar ice caps that are melting. So this well was only small enough for a baby to fit down, so I had trained this baby to be able to breathe and swim underwater so that the baby could go down into this well to get this beautiful water that was going to refreeze the polar ice caps. So that's what I've been dreaming about recently.
Wow, so how do you interpret that?
Well, that's actually a very interesting dream, I believe, about my position in life at the moment. And I believe that the little baby in the dream is my inner child, and that recently it's been very significant in my life to reconnect with my inner child and to make sure that I'm giving my inner child enough attention, because I am quite a serious person, and I have been from a young age. And my life asks a lot of me to be quite serious, and sometimes I forget to connect with the child within. So I believe that the dream is about that. Now, water also in a dream represents an emotional state. So the fact that I am in the dream training a baby to refreeze the polar ice caps is to do with being able to be knowledgeable and to feel solid and very much in tune with my emotional self. This can also indicate that I'm trying to hold on to a feeling or an emotion that I want to preserve, hence why the water is frozen.
Wow.
Wow.
Which is very relevant to my life at the moment, so I'm glad my dreams are affirming the things that I need them to affirm.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, we did have a caller. And have you got one on your switchboard, Gary?
We had one, but they dropped off. So I'm not sure if they'll be calling back or what. I don't know.
Let's just give people the number. It's 646-929-0461. But if you're calling from outside the USA, if you're calling from over here, it's 001-646-929-0461. So don't be shy, because Lauren is a lovely lady. She doesn't bite. She's nearly human.
Absolutely.
And she's being fed. And
absolutely. I'm not hungry. I just want to help.
There you go.
I had a weird dream the night before, last night. And speaking about little babies, this little baby came to my house quite a few years ago. And now she's a singer-songwriter by the name of Stacey DeLuce. And I used to be in a band with her dad. And I was in the place I used to live, in the town I used to live, video recording her and her band live on the street performing. And she was playing the drums, which I don't know if she does that or not. And going into a shop further up the town were my mum and dad, who have passed on. And they just eluded me. I didn't quite meet up with them, but I saw them disappearing into this shop. So that's a bit weird, don't you think?
Well, that is a very interesting dream, Jan, and there are many aspects that are connecting into this dream. Now, first of all, dreaming about loved ones who have passed into the world of spirit is very common.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, our dream state produces alpha brain waves, which believes to be a state in which mediumship can occur. So it's the most likely state of consciousness that you would be in to experience your loved ones in the spirit world is when you're dreaming. So I do believe that your parents were coming to see you from spirit. It's what we would call a visitation.
Yeah.
And the reason that they're eluding you is very simply put, is that they're dangling a carrot in front of your nose. They're asking you to believe. They're asking you to, you know, meet them halfway. And we find, very ironically, that it's common amongst spiritual believers that it tends to be that they don't experience their loved ones in the spirit world face on and vividly. It tends to be this sense of eluding them, because it's asking the person to continue their own spiritual development, to continue reaching out into the spirit world, if you like.
Mm.
Now, dreaming about videoing is also very significant. When you dream about taking a video, your dream is asking you to think about a decision that you're making at the moment. And if you're confused about making that decision, to ask yourself, what would I tell my friend to do if they were in this situation?
I can't think of a decision that I'm making at the moment.
If it's to do with a town that you used to live in or something that's concerned with your history, it may literally be to do with reconnecting with somebody from your past. Since your parents were in your dream, the town that you used to live in was in your dream, and a person was in your dream that you connect to a time in your past. So you may have an upcoming decision that's to do with visiting or staying with a person that's from your past, or reconnecting with them some way that's in your life. And if you're unsure what to do, just ask yourself, what advice would I give a friend who was in this situation?
Yeah, I will do. Thank you very much for that. That's good advice.
Okay, Jan, thank you for sharing your dream with me.
There you go.
Thanks a lot. I've often seen my parents and my grandparents, and they don't usually elude me, but they did the other night for some reason. But anyway, yeah, there's quite a few people from my past in that, because there was the girl's dad, he was hanging around somewhere, and the girl who I met when she was a little baby, and then there was my parents. And so, you know, there were quite a few people from my past in there. So
absolutely. And often when you dream suddenly about your loved ones in spirit eluding you, it can be because your spiritual journey is moving on to the next level. So again, it's as if you're being asked to stretch that little bit further. So that element does represent your spiritual growth and your spiritual development, and that absolutely it's constant, and that you might find that you are being asked to stretch yourself a little bit more spiritually at the moment.
Oh, right. Well, that's interesting. Well, I'm always stepping outside my comfort zone.
That's a great way to be.
Well, you've got to do, haven't you, to get to move on. Anyway,
absolutely.
There's someone in the chat room asking if you take chat room questions. So I'll just read out. Look, you can read it, can't you? I dreamt about many similar-sized fishes.
Around, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, similar colours. Greyish blue and white colour, and similar kinds of fishes. Of any significance in that? And Golden 4861 is asking the question.
That is a very interesting dream, and it does definitely have a significance. Now, for Golden 4861, what this dream represents is a few different elements of life. First of all, with fish being in the water, I would say that this person is a very emotional person by nature. They need to feel as if the people in their life are understanding their feelings and understanding their emotions. This person may have had experiences with relationships, either family or romantic, where they felt that their emotions or their feelings were not being well understood. Now, what the fish represent is also to do with fertility. So I feel that pregnancy or thinking about children, thinking about young families, has been very significant for this person. Now, sometimes this can be in a very positive sense, or sometimes this can also, you know, be concerning worries or perceived issues around that type of scenario. Now, with the colours that are being included here, blue very much is a colour of communication. So again, we're looking to express our feelings. I wouldn't be surprised if this person wrote poetry or enjoyed singing or enjoyed expressing how they feel and their emotions using their voice because of this colour of blue. The colour of grey, what I would say in a dream is usually silver, indicates that this person has a very strong connection to spirit. So when we look at communication and also their connection to spirit, this is the sort of person who can make a comment or make a statement very intuitively. And so they're the sort of person that will usually say that they know something before they're supposed to. And people will say, how did you know that? I didn't think I had told you this already. And it's because they have a very strong connection between their intuition and their ability to communicate. Now, the final thing that I would like to say to this person is that they have a very pure and a very innocent spirit. they may feel that the experiences of life have jaded or tarnished their outlook slightly, but actually underneath those experiences they have a beautiful, very positive, very innocent spirit, and they should own that and take ownership of that and not be concerned with what anybody else thinks about them or how anybody else might, you know, judge their choice or decision, but just to work with what feels best to their own inner spirit.
Oh, that's lovely.
Okay.
No, thanks for that.
I hope it makes sense to them.
Yeah, Sue Golden was really pleased with that one. And we do have a caller, another caller. Do you want to take the caller, please, Gary?
I can do that. I'll go ahead and bring on the first caller. The first caller is from the 252 area code, and I'll go ahead and bring them on. Hello, 252. You're on the air with Lauren Robertson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Yvette, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Yvette.
Thank you.
Hi.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, Yvette. Lovely to speak to you.
Thank you so much for talking to me. Had a very strange dream. I was wondering if you could help me with it.
Absolutely.
I dreamed that I was at some sort of function with my daughter and my mother, and I noticed the skies were getting dark and that a tornado was coming. I'm originally from Oklahoma, so I'm very accustomed to watching the skies for tornadoes. We have lots of tornadoes there. And I told my mother, I said, there's a tornado coming, and I grabbed my daughter up, and she's 8 years old, and she's too heavy for me to carry anymore. You know, she's a big girl, but she seemed to fit quite closely to my body and felt light as a feather. And so I started running around kind of trying to warn people that there was this tornado coming. And then the tornado came, and we were all okay, and we were kind of walking around, and I knew that there was going to be another one because you could tell by the skies that it wasn't over yet, but it was like the aftermath, but kind of in between storms. And we were looking for our cat, and I found our cat. It's a white cat, and it's my daughter's cat, and I picked it up and was carrying it, and it bit me because it was scared. And then I looked down, and it turned into a black and white cat, which was strange. So I went looking for our cat again, found it again, picked it up again, and it bit me again and turned into a black and white cat.
Wow, Yvette, that is a very, very interesting dream. I should be taking notes here. Okay, so let me try and unpack this for you bit by bit. Now, first of all, thank you for explaining to me that you're from Oklahoma, because a part of your dream is what I would call an organic dream, because the stimulus of your dream is something that has actually occurred in your life. It's something that's familiar to you in your waking life. Now, what that means is your consciousness is using symbols from your waking life to get a message through to you. So let me just discuss with you what that message is. Now, the very first thing that I sense about you is that your tornado operates in your dream as both a very positive thing and also a feeling in your life that still causes you quite a lot of pain. Now, I do feel, Yvette, from you describing your dream, that your life has literally been quite stormy. I feel that you have felt emotionally quite stormy and as if at times things have been really quite unsettled. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Okay, and so that's the part that's not so good. It's not terrible, but you know what it represents is that your higher consciousness is beginning to understand the value of being settled and having people around you that are very loving, very supportive and very positive. The second element of the dream, and this is a very, very strong element, is that you need to be doing some sort of work for a job, for employment, which not only meets your financial needs, but also fulfills you emotionally and spiritually as well. You're the sort of person who's in this world to do something very meaningful. And if you have struggled to feel content at a place of work, it's probably because you have to be doing something that's really giving back, that's creative and that's wonderful and that you feel very happy to get up and do every single day. And that's why your mother and your daughter are both represented in the dream, because the women who you love, when you dream about them, they represent your creative side, your healing side, your maternal side, all the sides of you that have wonderful feminine qualities. And the tornado represents work. It represents industry, literally spinning energy. So add those together, and you need to be spinning your energy in a way that is emotionally and creatively meaningful for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. There was a part of the dream, which is funny that you mentioned that, that I didn't say, and that was there were some people injured, and I walked into where they were all lying. You know, there was like a triage area. I used to be a nurse, but I can't do it anymore because I just burnt out. I flamed out. I simply cannot be a nurse anymore. And I told them, I said, I'm a nurse, thinking that they would need me to help them. But they looked like they had it under control, so I just walked on.
Well, again, that is a very interesting aspect of the dream. And so if you are a natural healer, you know, if you have taken to nursing in the past, it may be that you have the sort of spirit where you need to be giving care in some way. Now, if nursing's unsuitable for you now, you may turn towards volunteering or counselling, or especially you may even learn a type of healing which is more energy-based. So perhaps Reiki, massage, or healing with crystals. But you're a person who has so much to give, and I know that you're very good at finding creative solutions to problems. So at the moment, it seems like your dream is asking you to find a creative solution about what you want to do with your career, with work. Okay?
Okay.
Now, dreaming about a cat is very significant also. Now, cats in a dream as well are quite complex symbols because in one hand, they're really quite lucky. And so, you know, I would say that you're a person who is quite positive and who tries to very much see the good in other people and who tries to very much welcome luck and sort of good fortune into your life. Do you do positive affirmations or anything like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, lovely.
I'm very optimistic. I see the good in everyone. You know, I see beauty in everyone.
And that is a lovely quality of yours, Yvette. But I must also say cats can be difficult creatures. And so when they appear in your dream, this can often symbolize a friendship with a female which has come to an end. So I wonder if there's been a female in your life whom you are no longer in contact with, where this connection or this friendship didn't end very well?
My sister.
Okay. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. The fact that she's been symbolized by a cat that you're familiar with, and obviously your daughter and your mother, who are two other women that are very important to you, this suggests that there still is within your heart and within your emotions some things that are unresolved connecting to your sister. And so this is also an aspect of your soul that's asking for some healing right now.
Yeah.
Okay, does that make sense to you, Yvette?
Absolute sense. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in and sweet dreams.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Yvette.
That's lovely. Yeah, thanks, Yvette. What a lovely lady.
Thank you very much.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and just put you on hold. You can stay on the line and listen to the show or hang up at will. Okay.
And we have Tom, I think, is the next caller at 774 area code. Are you there, Tom?
Yes,
you're
I
alive.
Am.
Where are you calling from, Tom?
Calling from Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Cape Cod. Wow.
Well, thank you
Hi,
for calling.
Tom, thank you so much for calling.
Good. Good to have you. Good to see you. Listen, Gary and Jan, and wonderful guest.
Thank you.
What can I do for you today, Tom?
Yes.
Okay. My dream is was interesting. I just had it a few nights ago, and I was at my sister's house staying over and dreamt that it was very it was all in color, which doesn't happen too often. And I was in a, I would say, a very beautiful tropical environment. And all of a sudden I was aware that I was being given some kind of a treatment or a transfusion that required a some kind of a injection into my hip area. And I could actually feel the needle going in or whatever was going into me. And I woke up and I could still feel that sense of the needle in me. And I had to really make sure that wasn't happening. It was so real. And I just had an incredible feeling of, like, just peace came over me after that dream. And I, you know, I'm in very good health, but I don't know what kind of a treatment I was getting, but it was interesting.
Okay, Tom, well, thank you so much for sharing that dream with me. Now, I'm just connecting with the energy of your dream and with your energy also, and there's three things that I would like to say to you about this dream. Now, first of all, are you aware that you have an African guide who looks after you? Do you know much about your spirit guides or who looks after you from spirit?
Did you say African guide?
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't know about that.
Okay, well, let me say to you this. I feel very much that you recently have had a greater sense of wanting to travel or wander or have new experiences. Now, I do also feel that you are a person who would tend towards natural remedies rather than Western medicine if you can. Would you agree with that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So I feel very much that your African guide that's coming forward for you is partly to do with influencing this. Firstly, the desire to travel and perhaps see more of the world, and generally feeling a bit restless, like you have itchy feet, like you would like some change, but also inspiring you to use prevention rather than a cure in terms of your well-being and your health. So again, herbal remedies, eating well, eating foods that support your physical system. So that's the first thing I would like to say. And this injection, I feel, just supports that. You know, that if you're a conscientious eater and you try to eat very well and you're aware of the vitamins that you take and trying to keep toxins out of your body, that your guide is letting you know that you're being supported with that endeavor.
Mm.
Okay?
That's very good. Thank you.
So the second thing that I would like to say is this. I do feel that you are quite a sensitive soul, Tom, and I feel that you can very much construct a beautiful life and a beautiful world around yourself, and people who come into contact with your energy feel very uplifted and very positive around you. However, I must give you a slight warning here, and the warning is that you may sometimes feel that you are very affected by the feelings and emotions of other people. So as you make others feel very positive, if you have quite a lot of negativity around you or many people who are unhappy or complaining, it will start to affect your energy in quite a big way, and you will very quickly feel like withdrawing from that situation. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, perfect sense.
Okay, so again, the injection that you're getting in this dream is to do with keeping the positivity flowing, okay? So what I would like you to do, Tom, is when you're going about your daily life, I want you to visualize yourself in a pale pink egg of energy. So visualize your whole body within this pale pink egg, and pale pink is the color of compassion. So that allows compassion to move through between yourself and others but also the energetic barrier protects you from absorption, all right, from absorbing the energy of other people around you whose vibration is perhaps not the same as yours, okay? So it's very important to try to do that, just to still give love and still be a positive person, but at the same time just not absorbing that negativity into yourself, okay?
That's wonderful. That's a very good prescription for where I am right now. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much for sharing your dream with me.
And then the rest of
us.
Thank you, Tom. Are you the Tom who's going to be special guest on our show in April?
Yes, I am, Jen.
I recognize your voice and your energy, because it's difficult over Skype sometimes to recognize the voice, because it does distort it a little bit. But in actual fact, it was your energy, really, I picked up on.
That's lovely. Thank you, Jan.
You have a lovely positive energy and a lovely calming one as well.
Very much so.
Yeah. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you on April 15th, Tom.
Definitely,
okay, then.
Definitely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for calling in. I'll just go ahead and mute you. And you can stay on the line if you wish and listen to the rest of the show. And we can move forward. I've got a dream.
Okay.
With my sharing with everyone. It's kind of in the form of a story because it happened quite a while ago. But if you don't mind, I can relate it to everyone.
I would very much like to hear it, Gary. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to preface this with, I'm not the kind of guy who remembers their dreams on an everyday basis. However, when I do, they come shining through like visions, and sometimes very profound and life-altering, you know. And one summer night, this was about 15 years ago, I had kind of one of those dreams. And in this dream, I was standing and looking at the western sky, okay. And there before me was a tremendous thundercloud, black and ominous, you know, towering way high. And this cloud was swirling and billowing higher and higher, and I was standing there marveling at it, and out of the cloud extended a hand, and this was a gigantic, enormous hand coming out of the cloud and coming down at me with the thumb and the forefinger extended, okay? And arched between the thumb and the forefinger was a rainbow, okay? And this hand comes down out of the cloud in this, you know, gigantic hand with this enormous rainbow arched between the thumb and the forefinger. It extends it down to me and shows it to me. And then I hear this voice in the cloud, and it sounded like thunder. What the voice said was, "This is my bow. And it is not a bow for war, it is a bow for peace. And the only way you get to keep it is to keep giving it away." And with that, the hand reached up and went over my head into the eastern sky and stuck this rainbow in the eastern sky. Okay? And that would, you know, that in itself would have been, you know, profound enough, I guess. However, later that next day, you know, I woke up, you know, really perplexed with this dream. And later on that next day, at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there came a thunderstorm. And this thunderstorm, you know, I was living in a small trailer at the time in Colorado. And this thunderstorm opened up. The sky opened up. And it started raining and hailing and lightning and crash, bang, boom, thunder. And this whole cacophony of experience, and I felt like I was being pulled out into it by my shirt. Spirit told me, kind of, get out here, you know. So I was standing in this rain and this hail, and the hailstones bouncing off my ears and so forth, you know, and in the midst, you know, lightning cracking all around me. And then the storm cleared away. And in the setting sun, as the sun was going down in the western sky, there in the eastern sky was the most beautiful, perfect rainbow from one end to the other in the eastern sky. And I fell to my knees and I wept. It was like the manifestation of this dream occurred the very next day, and it was just an amazing experience.
Wow, Gary, thank you so much for sharing that. That is a beautiful experience. And to have such a concise prediction, a concise presentiment within your dream about what was to come is truly significant, that your consciousness is an integral part of the universal consciousness, and that very simply is what your dream is about. I know that you're a very humble person, Gary. You're a person who is happy just as long as your basic needs are met, and sometimes you might find it difficult to marry up the two sides of your nature, one of which is incredibly humble and incredibly easily happy and easily pleased, and the other of which is a manifestation of all the power in the universe. So there are those two sides to you, the human humble side and the universal power side. And sometimes you may feel more like one than the other, but that dream is very, very significant in confirming your strong connection to the universe, which I know that you know yourself, but sometimes it can be hard to remember that we're all powerful and that we're all, you know, we have everything in the universe open to us. It can be hard to remember that when, you know, especially when our personality is naturally humble. So I believe that the universe does really want you to know and to be aware of your own power. Gary, are you musical at all? Do you drum?
I'm a drummer. I've been a drummer all my life. And,
oh, that's wonderful. Dreaming about thunder can often represent drumming, and dreaming about rainbows can often represent musical notes. So again, we see you as connecting to the spirit world very much through the medium of music.
Thank you. And there was one more really recently. This one occurred like night before last, I think. And it was a fun dream. Sometimes, you know, they're fun. And I woke up, and I remember this vividly. It is kind of crazy. I was in the dream. I was kind of hanging out with Bob Hope, of all people. And I had recently come into a very large sum of money. And we were hanging out in Bob Hope, and we were in Las Vegas, of all places, and just having a rip-roaring good time. And I woke up from that one feeling really, really good. And so there's a positive, you know, sometimes we have good dreams, very positive ones. And that one just left me all day feeling just wonderful.
Absolutely. And, you know, often our dreams can represent the things that we want to bring more into our lives. Now, I know that you're not a materialistic person, but it does suggest that having financial freedom or financial comfort is significant to you simply so that you can go and enjoy the rest of your life. It's not a materialistic thing. It's a, okay, that box is checked. I don't have to worry about that. I can think about other things. So again, that's very significant. Now, money in a dream is a tricky customer, because although money is very positive and, you know, dreaming about wealth and abundance is a great thing, money can also give you a bit of advice just to value yourself highly enough and to, you know, to see yourself through the eyes of love and to treat yourself with self-love and self-respect. And, you know, just to place a high enough value, and again, this is similar because it goes back to what I said to you about being really quite humble. You're a wonderful and valuable person, and you're loved by many, many people. And again, take ownership about that for yourself, and I'm certain that that's going to help greater abundance to come towards you.
No, thank you. And I wonder what Bob Hope had to do with it, other than maybe I'm looking for, constantly in search for new material.
Well, name dropping, that's what you're doing, Gary.
Oh, there you go, that could be.
Well, you know, the thing is with celebrities, sometimes their energy can be part of an organic dream. So, you know, we've perhaps saw them on TV or we read something about them and it's been stored in our subconscious. I'll tell you something very strange that happened to me a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago, I had a dream about a British musician and singer. Well, I don't know if we'd call him a musician, but certainly a singer called Robbie Williams, who was a member of a band called Take That.
Oh, we all know Robbie.
Okay, lovely. And I had this dream that he was at a very exclusive members-only club for his birthday in London, and he had invited me to go and to do tarot readings and angel readings and to do a psychic show for him and all his celebrity friends. And the place was chock full of celebrities, and I was there dressed up all fancy doing readings for everybody, and Robbie Williams was serving the drinks, and it was all fabulous. And then I woke up and I went on Facebook, and I like to record my dreams on Facebook so everyone else can take part and see what crazy stuff I've been dreaming about. So I wrote on Facebook, and then another girl on my Facebook had the same dream about Robbie Williams the exact same night as me. So then I wrote to her and I said, this dream may indicate that something will happen with Robbie Williams in the next couple of days, and that our consciousness is tapping into the higher consciousness, which can sometimes create an event in our consciousness a few days before it has actually happened. This is quite common, especially with dream phenomena, and it explains why we dream about things and then they come true. We're actually getting a sense of the energy focusing very much on one topic or one person, and that's why certain people's consciousness can pick it up. So I said that to her, and right away I thought, I wonder if anything has happened to Robbie Williams. So I looked up Robbie Williams on Google, and the very first thing that I noticed was that, right enough, his birthday was the next day after I'd had this dream.
Wow.
So me and this girl had this exact dream independent of each other about Robbie Williams. I said to her, something might happen with him in the next couple of days, and right enough, it was his birthday. So many consciousnesses were about to focus on Robbie Williams. So myself and this girl, our consciousness had kind of picked up on that before the occurrence itself, which is quite interesting. I thought, I was amazed.
That's fascinating. Wow.
Absolutely. Anyway, I think we're going to play our video now. I don't think we're going to have time for the meditation, but we'll see how things go. But if we have any more questions from the chat room, we can perhaps answer some more. But we've got the link to the video in there, so if you'd like to do the gen on that, please, Gary, I'll get over to the switchboard and we'll count you down for the video. It's called The Science of Lucid Dreaming. For the people
I can
who
do
are
that,
listening.
And I'll go ahead and paste the YouTube link in the chat room again. There's the YouTube link. And if I could just go ahead and get everyone to click the link and pull up the YouTube player, pause the player, and mute the sound, and reset the player back to zero. And once you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you are ready. And Jan Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will cue us all and synchronize us all. There's my heart, and there's Jan Christie's heart.
Yeah,
and Jan Christie can get over to the switchboard while we wait for the rest of the heart. Here come the hearts. Okay, looks like everyone's ready. Go ahead.
Oh, it's only a short video, so we'll see how we go on after this. Okay, then, it's The Science of Lucid Dreaming, so I'll count you down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Dreams provide a world in which we escape from reality into the mind and seemingly have little control over what happens. But what if you could know you were dreaming and subsequently control the dream? It turns out, lucid dreaming is entirely possible, and with a little effort and practice, even you can do it. Now, some of you might be saying, I don't even dream, but the truth is, everybody has about 3 to 7 dreams a night. The problem is, we quickly forget them. The first strategy towards lucid dreaming is keeping a dream journal. Keeping the journal improves your ability to recall dreams and helps facilitate lucidity. So every time you wake up, write down what you can remember, even if it's nothing, just to form the habit. The next step is performing reality checks. In a dream, something as simple as reading a sentence, counting your fingers, or checking the time can often go astray. Try it right now. Look at the time, look away, and then look back. Assuming you aren't currently dreaming, the time probably stayed the same. However, in a dream, the time or the words you were reading will often completely change. The key is to do these reality checks often when you're awake. This way, they become second nature, and when you're dreaming, you're likely to perform the same test and realize that something's wrong. After this comes a technique known as mnemonically induced lucid dreams, or MILD. As you're falling asleep, begin to think of a recent dream and imagine yourself becoming lucid. The idea is to reinforce the intention to realize you're dreaming in your dream. Keep repeating the phrase, "I will have a lucid dream tonight." The highest rates of success tend to come if you wake up in the middle of the night, get up for 30 minutes, and then go back to sleep with these intentions in mind. Finally, once you've had success with MILD, an advanced technique known as wake-induced lucid dreams, or WILD, may be attempted. The idea behind this is to keep your mind aware while your body falls asleep. The risk here is that you'll experience sleep paralysis, a completely normal phenomenon that prevents your body from moving during sleep. Except you'll be awake, which can be somewhat frightening. The extra caveat with WILD is that during sleep paralysis, the brain can play tricks on you, inducing strong feelings of fear and causing hallucinations of dark and scary figures approaching you. Scientific research into lucid dreaming has provided an insight into the location of metaconsciousness in the brain, provided opportunities for dream therapy and nightmare recession, and even begged the question if sleep and wakefulness are distinct events or part of a continuum. After all, dreaming of doing something is almost equivalent to actually doing it when looking at the functional system of neuronal activity in your brain. So, are you sure you're not dreaming? Got a burning question you want answered? Ask it in the comments or on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe for more weekly science videos.
Right now it's time to do our candles. We have a candle ceremony because we like to make it special, lighting the candles, and I'm lighting mine now for interspiritual unity and world peace. And because also fire is a very powerful tool which helps us to manifest our goals, which are as usual to send love, light and healing out to all mankind, right into the heart of Gaia, all around the world, to the nature plane, and anywhere that needs it, and any person or animal who needs it. I've also lit my Nag Champa to purify the atmosphere, because we're going to ask the angels to draw close, and we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts
together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Listen to the sounds of the world around you, the sounds of the room, the noises outside, the sounds of my voice. Feel your attention being drawn to your breathing, to the natural rise and fall of your chest as you take full and nourishing breath. As you breathe, you feel your muscles begin to relax. Your toes, feet, and ankles relax. your calves, knees, and thighs relax. Your pelvis, hips, and tummy relax. Ribs, chest, and shoulders relax. Upper arms, elbows, forearms relax. Your wrists, your palms, and fingers relax. Throat, neck, and jaw relax. Cheeks, eyes, and ears relax. Skull, brain, and mind relax. Take a moment to enjoy this wonderful feeling of being fully relaxed. You are comfortable and you are safe. Breathe in and out. Now, bring your consciousness into your head and into your mind. Your brain and your mind work tirelessly to keep you living, breathing, thinking, and experiencing all the wonderful things in your life. Take a moment to say, thank you, brain, thank you, mind. And experience a real sense of gratitude for the unique, beautiful, and amazing mind that you have. As you begin to look deeper into your mind, you notice a door. Using your intent and your energy, approach the door and open it. Inside, beyond the door, is the most beautiful and extensive library you've ever seen. This library is filled with all the books you love to read and all the things that you enjoy learning about. There is even a big squidgy armchair for you to sit in and enjoy your reading. Perhaps in your library there is an easel for you to paint, a light box for you to draw or draft, or a music player for you to listen to music while you read. As you look more closely at the unique and personal library of your mind, you notice that it is dusty and could use some TLC. There are papers strewn on the floor, the armchair has crumbs under the cushion, and there is a coffee ring on the desk. The books are dusty, the corners are covered in cobwebs, and ink has been spilled on the floor. You find it difficult to concentrate surrounded by untidiness, so you choose now to clean the library of your mind. You do not have to scrub this room by hand. You can use your intent, your consciousness, and the power of the universe to restore it to glory. In the upper corner of the room, you notice a strange and beautiful ball of white light. This white light is your intent. As you intend, the ball of white light begins to attract all dirt and dust towards it. Like a magnet, the white light draws the coffee stain, the cobwebs, the spilled ink, the crumbs, the discarded papers towards it. Slowly at first, with the magnet and the light growing stronger and stronger. Each and every part of dust or darkness in the library of your mind disappears effortlessly into the white light. It is an infinite vacuum. Keep your intent pulling towards the white light until every single speck of dust has been absorbed and the room has been restored to perfection. When you have achieved this and your library is sparkling clean, use your intent to pop the white bubble of light, closing the vacuum and vaporizing it into the atmosphere, taking all the dirt and debris with it. Take a moment to inspect your beautiful library, the most beautiful library in the world, because it's yours. There is no other like it. Whenever you feel that your inner library has become dusty, you can come here in your mind and clean it like you did today. As you admire the room, it begins to focus on the sound of my voice. You become aware of the room around you and the chair beneath you. Your mind returns to the present moment and you feel your feet on the ground. As you become more and more aware of your body, you also become more aware of my voice. When you feel ready, when you feel contained within your body, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and when you feel ready, take a deep and nourishing breath and open your eyes.
Celtic Circle with Elysium. And thank you for the beautiful meditation, Lauren. That was gorgeous. Thank you to the angelic realm for being here with us. Thank you to all the people in the chat room, all the callers who called in with their dreams. And are you still there? I think you are, Lauren, are you?
Yes, I'm still here, very much so.
Oh, great. That
thank
was
you so much. That was a beautiful meditation.
It was.
I'm
and
so
really
glad
quickly,
you
could
enjoyed
you,
it.
Could you go ahead and mention your blog site for or your website, whichever, or both?
Sure,
or
thank
both?
You so much. My blog is www.angellauren, so that's the word angel and my name Lauren, all small letters, www.angellauren.wordpress.com. And on my blog, the most recent post is the 15 most common dreams and what they mean. So if you didn't get a chance to call in or you're listening to the show after the live broadcast, you can have a look on my blog, leave me a comment, see if your dream is listed there. I would be delighted to hear from you on my blog. So thank you for letting me mention that.
Oh, that's brilliant. So that was www.angellauren.wordpress.com.
That's correct.
Great. Okay, so next week we have Veronica Harrison reading the tarot cards. And the new moon, you maybe haven't got it yet in America, have you? The full moon? Sorry.
The full moon, yes, yes. It's just rising as we speak
is
here
it?
On the East Coast.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, enjoy that, and I shall go and have
lovely,
a look at ours in a few minutes. And so get your crystals out there in the moonlight to purify, as Lauren was saying earlier on. And I might even put mine out as well in the full moon. Wow.
Let's,
I love moon.
Let's all get a moon tan.
We'll be lucky, but anyway, can't even get a suntan in this country. No man in Moon Town. Anyway, so we're going to say goodbye and God bless. Tune in next week for Veronica Harrison with the tarot cards. And don't forget to call in. And thank you once again, Lauren, because you're absolutely brilliant as always. And we've got your mum coming back on the show soon too. So that'll be something to look forward to as well. She's
absolutely.
Our angel card.
I want to say really quickly, the acorn does not fall from the far from the tree. So you're a beautiful reflection of your mother, and she's got to be very proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much for saying so, and I'm very proud of her. We're very, very lucky to have each other. So, yes, it's lovely to have gone through my spiritual journey with my mum.
Oh,
I'll be sure to let her know you said that.
Well, she's on April the 1st, and Brother Tom, who's in the chat room tonight, is on April the 15th, so... Two good shows there to tune into.
Absolutely.
On the 8th, we have Cecilia. Okay, then. So we're going to say goodbye and God bless. And thank you, Gary, for being with us, as usual.
Thank you, Jan Christensen.
Thank you,
Lauren. Thank you, everyone. I love you all.
Yeah,
thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. I've loved speaking to you about dreams today.
Thanks a lot. And we're going to play out with Dare to Dream. Why not?
Why not?
Bye, God bless. Love you. Love you.
Change you. Like flying.